great. We gotta go back. We have one case that we had taken under advisement, and that was case number 11,029.
How is it that the Burke Properties was able to park out there? Did they have a variance?
Yes.
Okay.
They had what?
They had a variance.
They had a variance?
I have that information.
Okay.
Somewhere.
All right, that was a question I had.
Well, we'll take your word for it if you don't have it, certainly.
I thought there was a Board of Adjustment case, I thought. I don't know what
to
do with it.
Nope. I'm going to have your word for that, too.
I really don't know. I don't want to say yes.
Okay.
Because I don't have that information with me.
Do you want to...
I'm sorry about that.
Mr. Mills, you want to take that further to look at that, then, to be sure? Given the office time to get that information?
It certainly helps the applicant's case.
If it
has been having been created by the applicant.
Right, I would concur with that.
I know the two farms did, but not the, I don't know about this one. I know that's what I'm confused with. I know that for the rural farms, that property did have a variance
but
for this flag to be closer. But this one has not had any variances.
Oh, okay.
This property.
It has not.
This property
it has not.
Has not, okay.
Has not. Mm-mm.
So he was illegal when he was doing that.
I don't know.
But you could.
If
he
didn't get a variance,
would have been.
Mm-hmm. If it was closer.
Yes.
Than the 25.
Wait till next meeting. Let her research it.
Yeah.
Chairman, I believe she said that it didn't have any variances. She
had no variance.
Oh, it didn't have no variances.
No variance.
So, okay.
Okay.
It never been checked.
Never been checked.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Of course, the fence. And how does that work with a commercial property? You have to be 3.5 feet on a residential.
Chain length, there's no height requirement.
I got you.
It can be 20 foot tall because you can see through it.
Right.
For privacy only.
Gotcha.
There's a height restriction.
Is there a height restriction on... So chain link has no height restriction at all?
Because you can see through it.
That's interesting.
It's only if it's a solid...
So it could be 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lank, the director, can approve anything, you know, on the fencing.
On chain link, anyway. Well, it is interesting on the chain link. Thank you for that. Okay. All right, well, Mr. Rickards, how do you feel on that case? Any further discussion or any other...
I understand their reasoning behind it and why they want it. But I don't understand why they can't, and I believe one of my colleagues had said that, why they can't use the 25-foot setback or make the arrangements in there. I'm undecided on that, to be truthful.
Mr. Workman?
I have no problem with it. I've been there before when it was how it was set up. They're not going any farther what the stones were. So I have no problem with that.
Mr. Hudson?
Well, the reason I wanted to take it under advisement was to consider it a little bit more with the 5 foot. But, you know, as the applicant answered the question, that it's actually 46 feet from pavement to pavement. So that, you know, it's not as bad as I had thought it would be. But it's still, you know, it's a pretty good variance for a commercial property along the Route 13 corridor. And you know, just for the record, he has given several instances along the same highway that, you know, is a lot closer than probably they should be also. But,
So what you're, yeah, I'm sorry. So what you're saying is there are other properties there that we...
Well, the applicant gave some copies of pictures of properties.
Other properties,
yes,
had the 5-foot setback.
One that comes to mind is an RV business further north towards Seaford. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think there's pictures, but probably By Right is another,
mm-hmm.
another one that we've granted variances in the past.
Yep. Okay.
Quite a few variances for it.
Yeah,
pay for that 5-foot setback?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. I didn't know
I guess
that.
The bottom line is, being they're going to be 46 feet, I guess I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to make sure I didn't.
Okay, that clarifies my mind a little more from what John said about...
It does mine, too. I got to agree what John did say. You could end up with By Right, that trailer page, all the way down there, heading north.
Initially, I had concerns about the applicant, but they answered to the owner of the property is not obviously the applicant in this case.
Sure.
And the concern of the signs, I don't have any concern
with
the applicant.
Plus, it was a commercial property before anyway, and
right.
But it's going in now. So I didn't really see a big problem with that. I mean,
right.
It's already there in operation.
Yeah, so. Already there in operation.
And they're going
to problem with it before.
And they're going to clean it up, and what they're going to do with it, I think it's going to be be an improvement to it. So it's already non-conforming when they were there. All right, Dale, if there's no further discussion, and if everyone's ready to vote, the chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,029.
Chairman, I believe the applicant's case is unique because it has bought the property with a business operating there under the same physical
characters
that the applicant is asking for. So
mm-hmm.
I believe it's unique in that sense. I believe that, and therefore that was not created by the applicant necessarily. For the business plan that the applicant has, I believe it is the variances needed to be developed in the commercial business that is being applied for. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it already had been in use as a commercial property. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would move that we approve case number 11,029.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,029. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated by Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason stated.
Mr. Mills?
I also believe that there's a uniqueness in that it has been used as a similar use, and that was not created by this applicant, but a former tenant, owner, what have you, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and agree that it won't alter the essential character and minimum to afford relief.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for all those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for all of the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,029 is approved. Yeah. Yes, indeed.